All right, Darryl. So let's talk about the latest on the injury front. The news from today. Chris Hubbard is out. Jedrick Wills hasn't practiced. Is James Hudson definitely going to be the starter if Wills can't go? Or is it possible it's Blake Hance?
I won't say definitely because obviously things can change, but it's looking like it will be James Hudson if Wills can't go. Of course, Hubbard was ruled out today. Offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt told us yesterday that they had been grooming Hudson to prepare him for that should it happen. So that's what I anticipate happening Sunday.
All right. Now, meanwhile, Anthony Walker goes on IR, and good news that Grant Delpit comes back. What do you make of those situations?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a little disappointing. You lose your defensive signal caller in Walker to IR for 3 weeks. But look, they were here during training camp when Walker missed some time with the knee injury. So they've been here, done that. Kevin Stefanski said today, Malcolm Smith, Elijah Lee, among the guys that will be expected to kind of pick up some of those reps that Walker will leave behind. I'm curious to see what Grant Delpit's able to do. Limited most of the week in practice. This is going to be his Browns debut. Of course, last year missed the entire season, I should say, because he had the Achilles injury. A couple of hamstring injuries during training camp really held him back. So I know fans have a lot of expectation and high hopes for what Delpit's going to bring to this defense. Just kind of caution them that it may take a little time, and you might not see a lot of Grant Delpit because they eased him through practice this week, and I anticipate that's what they're going to do with his game reps. They're going to ease him into things.
Darryl, how surprised are you with Odell Beckham Jr. not playing again this week?
Not all that surprised, just from the standpoint, Dustin, that they went into last week anticipating that he was going to play, right? I mean, all the signs were pointing toward he's going to play. And then Kevin Stefanski came out last Friday and was like, well, we're going to evaluate the situation over the next 48 hours, and we'll get back to you on that. And that's what got my antennas up thinking, well, maybe Odell's not going to play.
Right.
Then Odell goes on the field and apparently didn't feel like himself or just did not feel ready to go, so they held him back. Listen, they don't need Odell this week, so it's fine that he's not playing. The Browns should be able to score at will against the Houston Texans without Odell Beckham available to them. They need him later in the season and for the playoffs. So I have no problem with them being cautious with Beckham. I like Stefanski, how he handled it this week. Took all the drama out. Instead of us asking every single day about Odell's status, he just came out on Wednesday and said, you know what, Odell's not playing this week. My decision, going to be limited to practice all week again. So we're just not going to, you know, push the issue. So I like the way he handled it. And then, you know, we'll reassess that situation next week.
I just don't understand, Darryl, though. It seems like maybe there's more to it, though, because
right.
It's totally out of character for Kevin Stefanski to do that. He never gives us any information on guys, whether they're going to play or not, usually. And for if he was that close to playing last week, why would you rule him out with 4 days to go?
Right, and I think that, again, I just think that I don't want to say that there was any miscommunication, but the fact that they went to Kansas City anticipating that Odell was going to play, clearly Stefanski and Alex Van Pelt had to make a last-minute adjustment and give a lot of his reps to Anthony Schwartz, and hats off to Anthony Schwartz, who did a great job. 3 catches, 69 yards, the 17-yard run. They said he graded out perfectly with his assignments and what was expected of him, which is very rare. Dustin can attest to this for a young player. Very rarely do you get those perfect grades during the film sessions. Coaches always find something to point out. And that's not to say that they didn't find a few things to point out to Schwartz, but the returns on Schwartz were overwhelmingly positive in regards to his performance. And I think that, quite honestly, you look at this situation with Houston coming into town, just don't even need to bother with whether or not we can get through this week and have Odell up. Let's just put him down, give him another week or so here to get right, both physically and mentally, and then we'll take a look at the situation next week. But I agree with you, Bull. It's just there might be a little something more to this story than people are talking about right now.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting with the Jarvis comments, too. I mean, when Jarvis says it's between you know, Odell's camp and the coaching staff and the training staff, it leads you to believe that maybe there's more to this in terms of like someone else having say, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of people putting their heads together, coming up with the decision. Brown's medical staff, Brown's coaching staff, Odell himself, maybe the people that Odell has worked with as far as his training and conditioning and rehab and things like that. So, look, the bottom line from my perspective is that if he isn't ready, not a big deal. Put him on the field. Because look what the Giants are doing with Saquon Barkley, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very limited. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you guys. I would rather them just hold off Odell until he's ready to give them a full complement of football than throwing him out there for 5 or 6 snaps a game. Because if you're – and Stefanski alluded to this, I think it was today or the other day rather. When you're up, you're expected to – you know, be up and ready to go when called upon. And let's be honest about the situation. If Odell is available, they want him on the field as much as possible.
But, and I know he's not, you know, he's an unproven player, but why can Grant Delpit play on a pitch count, but Odell can't?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, and again, that's why, I
something fishy's going on, D. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something fishy.
I don't want to speculate. I don't want to, start any fires or anything like that. I agree with you. The stars don't necessarily align, and the picture isn't clearly into focus in regards to this particular situation. Because like I said, leading up to the game, everything I was hearing, Odell is going to play. And from what I understand, he or people in his camp were expressing optimism that he was going to play. And then all of a sudden Sunday comes. And in fact, if I remember correctly, Sunday morning, one of the national reporters reported, in fact, that Odell was going to make his return and play. And then a couple hours later, it was, maybe that's not going to happen. We got to see what he looks like on the field. And then, things apparently didn't go well in that pregame warm-up.
Darrell, 3 other players that are listed as questionable that are starters. One's Treader, obviously. He seems like he's always questionable.
He's going to play. He's on the Joe Thomas plan.
Yeah,
there,
right.
So,
what about Troy Hill and Anthony Schwartz, who are both questionable and had limited practices?
I think Schwartz is going to play, and I feel like Hill's going to play.
Hill had a full practice actually today, so he
should. So So I think that the questionables.
We need to bring back the probable. We need probables back. This is so ridiculous.
Well,
I can't believe they got rid of probable.
Well, the probable now is expected to play. So if you're not listed as out or questionable, then you're expected to play. That's the
right.
A couple
but
years
some of
ago
the question. But J.C. Right. Treader would have been listed as probable, wouldn't he?
Correct.
In the old
Whereas Jed Wills is a definite questionable.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one player that, I'll be honest with you, I don't think is going to play on Sunday. I do think it's going to be James Hudson III at left tackle. I would be pleasantly surprised. A good sign that Jed was actually out on the field, you know, doing stuff on the side, riding the bike and exercising and things like that. So that's a positive. But, he's absolutely questionable. The other couple of guys, they're going to play.
Darrell, how do you see this game going? I mean, obviously, not having your left tackle hurts. Not having Anthony Walker hurts. The Browns are favored by 13. This is the biggest spread in favor of the Browns since 1995.
Yeah.
Do you think they cover that and get a big blowout win, or is it going to be a little closer than we anticipate?
Oh, I think they're going to take the boots to the Texans. I really do. First of all, Houston's coming to town feeling real good about themselves after beating, cough, cough, the Jacksonville Jaguars, that juggernaut.
Well, but that's not fair, Darrell. Because
it's totally not fair.
Because the Texans are the worst team in football. We all thought they were the worst team in football, the Texans. So any win's a good win for them. You can't make fun of them beating the Jaguars. That's not fair.
I'm going to make fun of them beating the Jaguars.
All right, make fun of them. Go ahead.
It's like them beating the Giants too. The Giants beating themselves. Also, their defense is full of former Browns, so that bodes well. I think that this is going to be a fun afternoon. Plus, the Browns are coming off that loss in Kansas City. They're frustrated. They feel like they let one get away. They're not dwelling on it, but I have a feeling they're really looking to assert themselves with authority Sunday afternoon and really show that they are the team that we all believe them to be. So I think the Browns win emphatically.
All right, what's the score? Give us your prediction.
I got the Browns by 14. I think I went something like 34-20.
That's the way you were talking. I thought you were going to pick them to win 42-0.
Well,
yeah, Daryl, they're going to cover by 1 point?
Barely cover. That's a barely cover.
It's a barely cover.
Covering is good, is it not? I'm not a gambling aficionado. I'm learning. I'm learning the gambling lingo as we go here. Now that it's Brett, but covering is good, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, it depends which side you're on, Daryl.
the Browns defense. Let's be honest about it. They got some things they need to clean up, and the fact they lose Anthony Walker. You know, I think that's a little bit of a factor. Grant Delpit's making his debut. So, and to your point, Bull, I'm giving the Texans the respect that they did drop, 37 on Jacksonville? So they're going to score 17 fewer against the Browns. So how's that?
I like it. All right, Daryl, enjoy the game. We'll talk to you Monday.
You too, guys. Have a great weekend.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter.